Training Camp Central is brought to you by Xfinity.
Hi again, everybody. Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer from WBBM as we bring you Training Camp Breakdown, a defensive line version here from Training Camp. And it really is the talk of Training Camp right now. You can make one bold statement right out of the gate, Tom. There is no question this defensive line is significantly improved from a year ago, and it should be given the investments and hopefully the development of the guys trying to win jobs here on the final 53. I'm very impressed about what's happening there. It's the focus of Phil Emery and the organization of the offseason is to get that defensive line big, nasty, and physical.
Right, but the defensive line is going to help out the linebackers and then help out the defensive backs. So they put a priority in making sure they get pressure to the opponent's quarterback. You can't live in a division with Aaron Rodgers and let them be free back there to throw the ball wherever he needs to. So you're talking about Jared Allen, you're talking about Lamar Houston, you're talking about Willie Young. And we'll talk a little bit later about the development of some young guys. But they brought in star potential that brings to a defensive line that will potentially help this whole team. In the early battles that we've seen in camp, I like what I've seen out of Lamar Houston specifically. Number 99 will line up a defensive end either side, defensive tackle, and he's even had the ability to drop into some pass coverages. But when he goes through a series of one-on-ones, it's physical. Jordan Mills is going to benefit from having Lamar Houston to work against. So is Kyle Long when he gets down inside over the guard. But again, that's just one person's potential. And again, talking about Jared Allen, this defensive line will affect the entire defense.
Yeah, and you mentioned Allen. I just can't simply come up with the term savvy. You can see it. You know, I know he's always thinking. He's always working on his craft. He's talking with the offensive linemen a lot. He's mentioning many times his relationship with Jermon Bushrod. Those are terrific battles, as is the Houston Mills battle. And then you got Jeremiah Ratliff.
Exactly. Well, you want to take advantage of the experience of Jeremiah Ratliff. Not only the inexperience of a guy like Stephen Paya, but you got to use his strength, his upper body, and his continuous development. If he plays to his strength, here's a guy that now, again, doesn't have to worry about filling a gap. He has to worry about penetrating to the backfield. You let Lance Briggs, Jonathan Bostic, Shea McClellan, the rest of the guys make the play. But it's about using the talents of the defensive line they have out here to really make them better players at their craft.
The other thing you're going to read about and hear about, and we'll talk about on the game broadcast as well, is that you have to put some trust in these veterans and let them make some decisions on their own in terms of instincts. You know, they're not going to be told, you know, you can't just trust your instincts. These guys have already gone to Paul Pasqualoni and said, hey, this is what I do best. Let me do it. And that's going to happen, too. All right, let's talk about the other guys now. We mentioned Stephen Paya. Stephen Paya right now battling for a starting job. He's heavier than he's ever been in terms of any playing point in his career at 300-plus. He looks very fast again, quick off the line of scrimmage. And that toe was a big problem last year. Do you see the explosion back for him? And do you see the potential that he can make that next step?
Yeah, you know, we see it against great players like Roberto Garza and Matt Slauson, the guys that are going against him in one-on-one battles. And you see that show of strength that Stephen Paya has picked up in the offseason. But it is all about the health of his feet. If his feet and his legs stay healthy, there's no doubt in this new system he can come out here and dominate.
All right, we can't cover every defensive lineman, but we got to tip our cap to the rookies too. Ego Ferguson, a developing defensive tackle and a high draft pick for the Bears. And Will Sutton, who's got a ton of sacks to his resume in college, he can really use that leverage in his height, which is not real, not one of the long guys. He's one of the strong, short guys at just over 6 feet tall, but he's also done some really good work.
Well, they put together these two rookies on the inside, Ego Ferguson and Will Sutton, playing the defensive tackle position. And then they have talent on the inside of David Bass and Cornelius Washington, another guys that are up-and-comers. And so you can go out there and put in a quality defensive line, three deep, Jeff. Yeah. And again, with those three defensive linemen you can put out here in training camp, they're going to get the best decision. Who's the best eight that are going to go through the regular season?
All right, we got to wrap this up because we've basically told you about how these guys are going to make things difficult for the quarterbacks. And yes, the depth is great. Complete revamp from a year ago. There were so many guys through here last year that some of them are not even in the league right now out of necessity because of the injuries. But first and foremost, especially early in the season, given what happened, stopping the run last year was a disaster, 160-plus, worst in the league. That is the number one focus. We haven't touched on it, but this defense has to stop the run. It's the conversation you're hearing. They're hearing it in their ear holes every day at practice. They must stop the run. Is this defensive line much better equipped to stop the run?
I think real quickly we answered it early. Coach P's technique is to get into the backfield for the defensive lineman. Defensive lineman, that's what you do to disrupt running games of all angles and all types. And so that's the key element here, is use their athleticism, their power to get across the offensive line's face. That's how you win the battle against the running game.
It's going to be fun to watch. Yeah. Who doesn't love a great defensive line? Hopefully we can attach that label to the 2014 version of the Bears defensive line, hoping it's great. We'll enjoy watching it, that's for sure. Thank you for watching us. That's Tom Thayer. I'm Jeff Joniak on ChicagoBears.com.